Drawn by Martin Tyler after this evening's 4-1 win against Leatherhead. Martin, 2 wins, 6 points. It couldn't have gone much better, could it, the last few days?
Well, what's really pleasing is that, you know, the big cup game's on the horizon, and sometimes teams do get distracted, and we've been stressing to the players that these two league games are in their own way more important, because clearly, you know, we're doing well in the league and we want to continue doing that. So yeah, to get the 6 points in differing ways really over the weekend is very gratifying.
It was 4-1 in the end, but it wasn't all plain sailing. Luke Garrard made sure we go in a goal up at half time with some great saves in the first half.
Yeah, Luke's been doing really well, and we made that point at half time that we could have been level or behind, but for him, we talked a lot about Will Jenkins, who Alan and I had as a player when we were at Walton and Hersham, and we had him as a centre half, but I saw Leatherhead on the day, one of the Saturdays when we were playing on the Sunday, and Will won them the game. They beat Whiteleaf, and you know, well, we can talk about him, but he went out and did it, and it made it difficult for our strong centre backs.
Luke Garrard particularly seems to have really come on since making him captain. It seems to have brought out the best in him.
Well, he's a very good role model for the club, isn't he? He's, you know, he's been here longer than us, and there aren't many players that come into that category. He's obviously very popular with the supporters. He's a top bloke, and at the moment he's keeping goal as well as we've ever seen him.
How pleased were you with the fitness levels today, playing Saturday, but also playing for Saturday with 10 men?
Mm. Yeah, it's a very important part of what we do at the football club. But, you know, the players, you know, we set the agenda for them in training, but, you know, it's the willingness with which they absorb the type of training that we do, particularly in the pre-season, where they've got to a level now where they can deal with us. It does help us a little bit that we are a Monday club, because clearly we train on Mondays. Most clubs train on Tuesdays, play Saturdays, play their games, midweek games on Tuesdays. So, you know, I think in an ideal world we'd have Tuesdays as well, but this isn't an ideal world. We accept our Mondays and we work towards them, you know, preparing them, particularly the cool downs after games now, which Steve Snelling does, and getting the right sort of food and liquid inside them so that they can recover quickly. But, you know, it's much easier to run when you're winning, and we've been able to achieve that as well. So we've been saying when there's bound to be a setback along the way, and it's how we react to that which will tell really what we've got for the season.
Tommy Williams got another goal tonight, 3-3 now for him. Was he contention for man of the match, do you think, tonight? As well as his goal?
It's a good question, but you know, I tend not to really look for those sort of things. You know, you're kicking every ball, and in the end you drive home and assess it. And yes, he did very well. He's hit a good spell of form, not just the goals, because you know, he has a job where he does a lot of physical work in the week. So we've been trying to get him to have a routine that will help his football and not cost him any money either. He's doing very well, but they're all doing very well.
Jamie Beer got some stick from their management after the game last season, but I thought he was another one who played well, so he's really excelling in his new midfield role.
I think it suits the attributes that he's got. He always enjoys getting into the other half of the pitch, and from right back that wasn't quite so easy. And he has some defensive responsibilities, of course, but he did particularly well tonight, and of course players against their old clubs usually get fired up for it. You know, but we'll be making sure he gets to bed early, because he's one of our senior players in terms of age as well as experience.
John Neal was unlucky tonight. He almost scored. I thought his performance deserved a goal. He was up there again in contention for that match, wasn't he?
Yeah, John only knew an hour or so before the game that he was starting it. He's been with us right from the start. He is a wholehearted guy. We were willing him to score, and he thoroughly deserved a goal to go with his performance. You know, and one encouraging thing at the moment, we have had to make the odd change, and when we do that, the players who come in, of course, are coming into a side that's going well, so that helps them a little bit, but they've helped us a bit as well, and John Neal was really up there with that sort of theme of what we've been doing. And Simon Huckle himself came in when we needed a change at Shoreham and gave us something different when he came on, and stayed in the side ever since. And you know, we'll miss him when his suspension starts.
Carl Wilson-Dennis was missing today. He wasn't on the substitutes bench. Is he injured at the moment?
Yeah, he's got a little strain, but you know, we're hoping it's nothing too serious. It was on the advice of the medical team here that he didn't get involved tonight, and I think he was probably happy with that. So we'll have a good week with him, and hopefully he'll be available for selection on Saturday.
Simon Huckle's red card didn't cost us anything Saturday. We went on to win the game. But how much is it going to cost us in three games that he's going to be missing?
Well, of course, he's contributed a lot. But, you know, the group is strong. We've been able to work hard with the players who haven't been in the team, actually. We've been able to keep their fitness levels up. It's something we do every match night. People who come early will see guys herring across the pitch and just trying to make up for the fact that they're not in the team. It's very disappointing. We think Jason Turley, he wasn't in the 16 tonight, and Serge wasn't in the 16 tonight. So, you know, those guys will be bursting to get in. Neil Lampton had a few minutes again. So there are plenty of candidates, and that's what's going to see us through if we get anywhere this season. It's obviously the individual skills that get highlighted week in, week out. But for me, it's the group and keeping the squad together.
How much are the players and the management team looking forward to the cup game on Saturday?
Well, we're really looking forward to it. Now it's come around. We've just let the officials go past us here. Cheers, chaps.
Cheers.
Really looking forward to it. But it's taken its proper place. Now it's the next game, and we really look forward to every next game. Obviously, we've got a lot further forward in the cup this year than we did last year. It's a big challenge against the Conference South side. We've had them watched, and we've had a lot of information on them. We know what sort of game it is and what sort of game we've got to try and put together ourselves. They had a very impressive win on Saturday against Bromley, who were way above them in the table, and we're not being fooled by their league placings. They've got people who've played in league football. Gareth Williams is scoring their goals. I've commentated on, seen play for Crystal Palace and Colchester. So, you know, there's a level that we've got to try and reach. I'm sure they'll come here. They know the ground because, of course, AFC Wimbledon are in their league. And it's a nice place to come and play. So, you know, we're not going to put them out on a cabbage patch pitch. You know, it's going to be a football match. As I say, I suppose that for once the pressure is a little bit off us because, you know, it's the start of their FA Cup campaign. I know they're building it up. I know they're bringing some supporters. So I hope that the K's fans, who were brilliant again tonight, by the way, absolutely brilliant. We love them to bits. I hope they can all find a few friends to come as well at the FA Cup and the magic thereof.